Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Simple Road Toward Financial Freedom, A Guide to Helping Young Adults Build Wealth, is a personal finance guide written by Mark Schlittman with Steve Short, aimed especially at Gen Z readers, recent graduates, and young professionals who want a clearer start with money. Rather than presenting finance as a complex technical field, the book argues that basic financial literacy should be practical, teachable, and available early in life. Its purpose is to help readers build confidence around budgeting, saving, investing, and planning for the future. The book is positioned as a simplified roadmap toward financial independence, with an emphasis on habits and decision-making instead of income level alone. It also reflects the author's experience that many people, including successful adults, reach working life without having learned core money skills in school or college. As a result, the book focuses on realistic, accessible steps that can support long-term wealth building. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, why the book treats financial literacy as a missing life skill. A central idea in the book is that young people are often expected to manage paychecks, debt, savings, and long-term planning without having been taught the basics. The authors frame this as a structural gap in education rather than a personal failure, which makes the book especially relevant for readers who feel behind or confused by money topics. This focus matters because it shifts the discussion from abstract financial theory to everyday competence. The book is built around the idea that confidence comes from understanding core concepts early, before bad habits or debt patterns become entrenched. By presenting financial literacy as a normal part of adulthood, the authors make money management feel less like an elite skill and more like a learnable set of routines. That approach also explains why the book is targeted at younger readers. It is meant to prevent avoidable mistakes, not just fix them later. Secondly, the 50-20-30 framework as a practical budgeting structure. One of the book's most recognizable tools is the 50-20-30 spending model, which divides income into needs, savings, and wants. The value of this framework is that it gives readers a simple decision rule instead of forcing them to build a complicated budget from scratch. Needs are treated as the base level of living costs, savings are made non-negotiable, and wants are kept within a controlled share of income. The book uses this structure to show that financial stability is not mainly about restricting every purchase, but about giving money clear roles. That distinction is important for young adults who often struggle with inconsistency rather than a lack of income. By making savings part of the core plan, the book encourages a preventive approach to money management. In practice, the framework works best because it is easy to remember, easy to review, and easy to adjust as income changes. Thirdly, saving first and automating habits before lifestyle spending expands. The book places strong emphasis on paying yourself first, which means saving before discretionary spending takes over the paycheck. This is more than a budgeting tip. It is a behavioral strategy designed to reduce reliance on willpower. The authors suggest that small, repeatable actions such as automated transfers can create momentum because they remove the need to decide every month whether to save. That matters for young adults whose finances are often irregular, limited, or pressured by immediate expenses. The book argues that wealth is built through consistency, not dramatic financial moves, so the real priority is establishing durable habits early. This approach also helps readers avoid the common trap of waiting until they earn more before they start saving. The message is that progress does not depend on perfection or a high salary. It depends on building a system that consistently directs part of income toward future security. Fourthly, defining financial freedom as a personal target rather than a fixed number. Another important theme is the book's refusal to treat financial freedom as a single universal dollar amount. Instead, it encourages readers to define what freedom actually means in their own lives, whether that is reduced stress, greater flexibility, the ability to leave a job, or long-term security. This is a useful corrective to the common habit of chasing an arbitrary wealth goal without knowing what problem it is supposed to solve. The book's approach is more practical because it ties money decisions to personal priorities. For some readers, freedom may mean avoiding debt and building emergency savings. For others, it may mean investing steadily for retirement or keeping options open after college. By making freedom personal, the book keeps finance grounded in lived reality rather than abstract aspiration. That framing also helps readers measure progress in terms of control and stability, not just accumulation. Lastly, a guide tailored to young adults, parents, and educators who need a simpler entry point, the book stands out because it is not written as a dense investment manual or a technical retirement text. It is designed for young adults, but it also has value for parents, mentors, and educators who want a straightforward way to discuss money. This audience focus shapes the book's tone and content. It prioritizes clarity, early habits, and basic life planning over advanced portfolio strategy. That makes it especially useful for readers who want an introduction to finances that feels approachable rather than intimidating. The book also implicitly serves as a bridge between generations, since it responds to the reality that many parents want to teach money skills but do not always know where to begin. In that sense, the book is both instructional and corrective. It offers a shared language for talking about budgeting, saving, debt, and future planning, which makes it more practical than finance books that assume prior knowledge. In conclusion, this book is best suited for Gen Z readers, recent graduates, young professionals, and parents or mentors who want a clear starting point for money management. Its practical benefit is not sophisticated investment analysis, but a usable framework for everyday financial decisions, budgeting, saving, automating good habits, and thinking about freedom in personal terms. Readers who feel they missed basic financial education will likely find it especially helpful because it avoids jargon and focuses on steps that can be applied immediately. In a crowded personal finance category, the book stands out for its simplicity and for its focus on early-stage financial behavior rather than advanced wealth strategy. It does not try to impress with complexity. Instead, it tries to make financial independence feel understandable and reachable. That makes it a strong fit for readers who need confidence and structure before they need optimization. Its value lies in giving younger adults a practical roadmap they can actually follow, while also offering parents and educators a simple framework for teaching money with less confusion and more consistency. If you would like to support Mark Schlippman, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.